everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment, proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. John 14:28, the Bible reads, "Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Now, this verse just absolutely destroys this oneness doctrine, because he flat out says, my Father is greater than I. According to Oneness Pentecostals, Jesus and God the Father are the same person. So how could the Father be greater than Jesus if they're both the same person? That's what they're claiming. They reject three persons, one God, which is what the Trinity teaches. But they just claim, oh, well, no, Jesus is God the Father. God the Father is Jesus. They think it's just one person. Well, that doesn't make any sense if it says, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. You know, he didn't say, I'm going to myself, and I'm greater than myself. That doesn't make any sense, okay? What does make sense, though, is that God the Father is in heaven. Jesus Christ is on earth saying, my Father is greater than I, because they're two different persons. Now, what does that mean to be greater? Now, there are other scriptures that talk about the fact that Jesus is equal with God, or equal with God the Father. Scriptures like Philippians chapter 2, John chapter 10, etc. Well, the co-equality of the persons of the Trinity is the fact that they are all equally God. Jesus is every bit as much God as God the Father is God, and the Holy Spirit is every bit as much God. They are co-equal in their power, in their majesty, in their Godhead, in their Godness, right? They are all equally divine. But the difference between God the Father and Jesus is that there is a chain of command. So in that sense, the Father is higher in the chain of command. Jesus obeyed the Father. Jesus submitted himself to the Father. And not just while he's on this earth, but even after the millennium, the Bible says that the Son himself will be subject unto the Father. Even going into eternity after the millennial reign of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 15, the Son will still be subject to the Father. So, for example, you know, when Joseph said, no one is greater in this house than I, you know, that's referring to authority, okay? So, in a sense, of course, they are equal because they are equally God. And in another sense, the Father is greater than Jesus, as we saw clearly spelled out in John 14:28 when he said, my Father is greater than I. And by the way, if two things are equal, or if two persons are equal, they can't be the same person. They can't be the same thing. That's not what equality means. If we said A equals B, that doesn't mean A is B. It means that A and B have the same value. They are equal, okay? If I said, my wife and I are equal, it doesn't mean that we are the same person, okay? It just means that we have the same value. We both matter the same amount. And in some ways, my wife and I are equal because we're both human. We both have the same value. We're both just as important. We both play just as important of a role in the lives of our children. There are many ways in which my wife and I are equal. We are equally God's children. We're equally loved by God. But in some ways, my wife and I are not equal because I am greater than her in authority. She has to submit to me and be subject unto me. And so we see the same thing in the Bible where Jesus said, my Father is greater than I.